Good Sunday morning. Good Resurrection Sunday morning to everyone. This is Pastor Jesse, and Pastor Rose is with me in the studio.
Amen. Here Amen. I am.
Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is our Resurrection Communion Service for April the 9th. April the 9th, our Resurrection Communion Service. So
2023. Another day of living in the light of God's Word and His authority and power. Amen.
April the 9th, 2023, Kingdom Priority for me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen, amen.
Eternal perspective.
Eternal perspective.
Keeping our eyes on heaven.
It's so good to have Pastor Rose with me today celebrating Resurrection Sunday.
Amen.
Before I start, the disciples asked Jesus, why do you speak in parables? Why do you speak in parables? And Jesus said, it's for you to know, not for them. And one translation says, Jesus said, I'm giving you information. To them, it's information, but to you, it's revelation.
That's good, right?
So there's people that have read the Bible and don't get anything out of it. A natural person will never understand the spiritual things of God. You have to be born again. The Holy Spirit has to reveal Scripture to us.
Amen.
You can read John 3:16 all you want, but unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you when you're born again, it becomes rhema, the living word. The written word becomes the living word, and it'll change your life forever.
Amen.
You know, when we say that, we're not just saying it. The Word of God will. The Word of God has the power. 2,000 years ago, Jesus said, it is finished. 8,000 years ago, the Father, God, said, I watch over my word to perform it. So the word with the Holy Spirit will change our lives forever. So today I'm going to give you a lot of information about resurrection, and we're going to have communion. But don't let it just be information. Let it be revelation. Amen. Our daily bread scripture for April is Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum 1, 7. It says, the Lord is good. He is a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust Him. And if you were with us last Sunday, I talked about my testimony about terminating my job after 25 years and leaving our home in California, going to a place we'd never been before, Oklahoma, for 2 years, Bible school. It wasn't easy. It was not an easy decision, but I had to trust Him. I had to trust the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And I told you about the trapeze bar. If you didn't hear it, go back to it. But this morning I'm going to ask you, do you trust Jesus enough to let go of your trapeze bar? We all have obstacles, hurdles. We all have things that come between us saying yes to the Lord. All of us, every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible's full of examples. I mean, you know, when God called Moses, you know, Moses made excuses, but we all do that. So
Yeah. Anyway,
to trust means to have confidence in. It's a dependency. It's a daily reliance on God's promises. There's over 32,000 promises in the Bible. Some are for the Jewish people. Some are for the world. But a lot of them are for the New Testament church, you and I as believers. So it's a daily reliance on God's promises.
Yes.
But it's easier to say trust. Amen. It's easier to say, I trust you, than it is to do it. Do you trust Jesus this morning? Trust Jesus with everything in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I said that. I said, Jesus will give you everything. Jesus will give you everything if nothing in your life is more important than Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus will give you everything if nothing comes before Jesus. Real quick, before I get into the message, Jesus is healing miracles. His 17 out of 23 miracles were healing. And a lot of them, Jesus said, according to your faith. So Jesus' healing miracles were usually performed with a word of command. Jesus has authority over sickness and disease. Galatians 3:13 tells us that He redeemed us. He has redeemed us from the curse. Not He will, not He might, Not it's possible. He has redeemed us from the curse.
Amen.
So Jesus has authority over sickness and disease, just like an officer. An officer has authority and power over subordinates. When I was in the military, when I first got drafted in the military in 1969, I went in there as a private. And whatever I was told to do, I had to obey those things. Then, little by little, I got promoted from a private to a corporal. So now I had authority over corporals. By the time I left the Army in 2 years, I became a sergeant. So now I had authority over corporals and privates. And that's what it is. We obey and we learn how to lead, and then others obey us. Mm-hmm. Obey orders. And it's easier. It's easier to obey orders than it is to suffering. But two times Jesus gave orders without seeing the patients.
Mm-hmm.
And he was amazed. Matthew 8:5, the centurion's servant, and Mark 7:24, the Syrophoenician's woman's daughter. Two times. And both of these healings, these two miracles, Jesus was amazed. He was amazed. You know why? Number one, they trusted Jesus' word. They trusted his word. And number two, they had faith. They did what he told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, have you released your trapeze bar? Do you trust Jesus with everything in your life? Only God and you know if you do. Let me give you our Bible question this week. Our Bible question this week is in the book of Luke, when Jesus commanded Peter to go into the deep. This is Peter's introduction to Jesus. Jesus tells him, go into the deep and cast your nets. Cast your nets. This week's question is, how many nets did Peter cast in the water? I'll have your answer for you tomorrow. It's in the book of Luke. How many nets did Peter cast into the water? I'll have your answer for tomorrow. Okay, back. Today is Resurrection Sunday, and Pastor Rose and I will be taking communion. So go ahead and please have your elements ready. Get some bread and some juice, some cracker and some juice. Get them ready. Amen?
Amen.
Resurrection Sunday. People wanted a prince, but Jesus was born in a barn. People wanted a warrior, and Jesus was born a servant. People wanted Jesus to knock some heads together, but Jesus suffered and died on the cross. When people thought that Jesus was dead, Jesus rose. He rose again from the grave. Jesus is so much more than you and I could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. So much, so much more.
Yes.
Bigger than anything you and I can imagine. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
God gave Jesus everything because Jesus is life. Nothing came before the Father. Jesus confessed, I am the resurrection. I am. Remember the Yahweh revelation the Lord gave us? That's what God was saying. I am. I was, I am now, and I will be. And Jesus is identifying himself with the Father. I am the resurrection. Amen. Isaiah 52:14. Jesus was disfigured that you wouldn't know he was a person.
No.
He was beaten so bad that he barely looked human. If you've seen The Passion, the movie that Mel Gibson directed, some people thought that he went too far. That he went too far. But listen, Isaiah says that he was barely looked human.
Yeah.
So those that know Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah, those that saw The Passion, we realize Jim Caviezel, the actor, still looked like a human, even on the cross, with all the beatings and everything. But Isaiah says that he didn't even look human.
Nope, he was
unrecognizable. Yes.
It looked like just like a piece of meat hanging. That, yes. I mean, that's horrible.
That's horrible. Horrible.
But he did it for us.
For us.
That's what I go, God, Lord.
He did it for us.
And he didn't hold back.
He did it for you.
He didn't hold back anything.
No.
That the Father told him to do. And he went. But thank you, Jesus, that you resurrected.
In Matthew 26:39, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus asked the Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass. If God could have done it some other way, he would have done it. Jesus had to die. Because you and I, Pastor Rose and I, all of us as humans, we were allergic to God. We were allergic to God. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned. All of us were born with a defective heart. A defective heart.
Yeah.
And one of the most important dates to God is in Exodus 12:13. Exodus 12:13, you're familiar with this scene in the movie The Ten Commandments. Exodus 12:13, God says, when I see the blood, the plague of death will not touch you. Remember, Hallelujah. They used to put blood over the doorpost. Now the blood of the perfect and innocent Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord, provides protection from death.
Amen.
Amen. This Exodus 12:13, it was a shadow of things to come. The second most important date to God is the atonement. Atonement, the blood of Jesus Christ, it erases, it cancels, it pardons and forgives our sins. Mm-hmm. There's no God like our God.
Amen.
Hebrews 9:22 says, eternal life is in the blood of Christ. Our blood was contaminated by rebellion and sin.
Yes.
Yet God loved us while we were yet sinners. He loved us and gave us His only Son's blood. Jesus was not one of the sons of God. There was no backup plan. There was no B plan.
No.
Jesus was the one and only Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. Adam failed in the garden, but the good news is Jesus succeeded in the wilderness. John 10:18, no one can take my life, Jesus said. I lay it down. He voluntarily to lay his life for us. Amen. Hebrews 9:12, he took his own blood. And with it, Jesus secured our salvation forever. Why did Jesus have to die? The law in the Old Testament said, where there is sin, there must be death. And blood is the only thing that redeems us from the blood, from the law. I know I'm giving you a lot of information, but like I said, let the Holy Spirit reveal this to your spirit before we take communion this morning. Romans 6:23 says, the free gift of God is eternal life, and it is only through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
That's why the Lord, why Pastor Rose reminded us, the Lord gave Pastor Rose eternal perspective. This kingdom priority in 2023, it's not just a cute saying. It's not a request or a suggestion. This is a way of life, and it has eternal repercussions. It's an eternal perspective. Amen? Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. Eternal perspective. 1 Corinthians 15:55. Death, where is your sting? Life won over death. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Jesus died for all the world.
Amen.
He was buried, but we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection Sunday, the most important day, the most important day, the greatest message the world has ever heard. Matthew 28:6, Jesus is not here. He's risen.
So he died.
He was buried.
He buried and he rose and ascended. Rose from the grave and ascended unto the Father. At the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us.
Isn't he blessed?
He is alive.
Jesus is not here. He is risen. These few words changed the history of mankind. Despair and darkness died. Faith and hope were born. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Jesus' birth, his death, his burial, and his resurrection,
yes.
The entire drama was orchestrated by the Father. Zechariah 9:9, this is in the Old Testament. Behold the King, he comes to you on a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
He is just and he brings salvation. Salvation is so much more than we believers know.
Hallelujah.
Salvation, more than being saved, more than being blessed. More than being healed, more than being prosperous, Jesus mm-hmm. brought us the whole package. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken.
Psalm 118:26, Psalm 118:26. Blessed is the king that comes in the name of the Lord. This was the fulfillment of God's mission. Christianity is a supernatural religion, unlike any other in the world. Christianity is a supernatural religion, and the greatest miracle of all is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is not here. He has risen. Our faith depends on the resurrection. John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life.
Yes.
Many other men were crucified, and many other men died on crosses, but only one of them claimed to be the Messiah.
Yes.
Amen. No other religion, but Christianity claims that our founder returned from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
Thank you, Father.
Today is our resurrection celebration. We believe Jesus rose from the dead, and he proved it. He proved he is the one and only Son of God.
Yes, amen.
Resurrection is at the very heart of Christianity. Read Romans 10:9. If you believe, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
Resurrection is at the very heart of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that this morning?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead?
Amen.
The Apostle Paul wrote the church in 1 Corinthians 15:13, and he said, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then our faith is in vain, and we are still in our sins.
Yeah, we are.
If Jesus had not risen, we would have nothing to base our faith on.
Nope.
Oh, but our faith rests on the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Jesus told Thomas after the resurrection in John 20:29, blessed are those who do not see and yet believe.
Amen.
Oh, the song says, because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Our hope rests on the truth of the resurrection. It is only because of the resurrection that we have hope this morning.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, John 2:19, you destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. In 3 days I will raise it up. Look, 1 Corinthians 15, in 3 verses, Jesus gives us the whole history. 1 Corinthians 15:3, he died. Jesus died. 1 Corinthians 15:4, Jesus was buried, and he rose. 1 Corinthians 15:5, Jesus was seen.
Yes.
He died, he was buried, he rose, and he was seen. Our hope rests on the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Isaiah 25:8, he will swallow up death forever, and he will wipe away all tears.
Yes.
Only because of the resurrection do we have such hope. Hosea 13:14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. I will be their plagues. Do you still have Psalm 91 in your house?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. That is our divine protection. A divine exchange is the basis of our Christian hope. It is a miracle of all miracles, the supreme vindication of Jesus' claim to deity. I and the Father are one. Christianity without the resurrection is not Christianity at all. If the resurrection is not true, then our faith is in vain. But thank God, the empty tomb.
Yes, amen.
He is not here, he is risen. The empty tomb became a symbol of the resurrection. It was the ultimate representation of Jesus' claim to be in God, Yahweh. Matthew 3:17, God the Father from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Hallelujah.
The resurrection of Jesus is important to all of us believers. It is the representation of Jesus being God. Philippians 3:10, that you and I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Hallelujah.
That we may obtain the resurrection from the dead. After today's message, after this morning's message, don't leave Jesus in the manger. Don't leave Jesus on the cross. Don't leave Jesus in the grave.
Amen.
Jesus is alive.
He is risen.
He is alive. And Even now, Jesus wants to be with you every day. Every day. Jesus Amen. Wants to be with you. He wants a living relationship, an intimate relationship with you every day.
Yes.
When God raised Jesus from the grave, God put his seal of approval on the transaction.
Amen.
Jesus died for you and I. And he was buried. But the great news is Jesus rose again.
Yes,
he
hallelujah.
Is alive.
Hallelujah.
He is alive. Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Today is resurrection, and we'll be taking of communion. Amen. So get your elements ready as Pastor Rose and I get ready. What's the purpose of communion? Why do we take communion? Communion is a tradition that Jesus established in the upper room.
Yes, he did.
Jesus established this tradition, and he said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me.
Yes.
So the purpose of communion, real quick, is why does Jesus want us to continue tradition? The purpose of communion is for us to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom priority and
eternal perspective.
Eternal perspective. We prepare ourselves for a new freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the right kingdom priority, eternal perspective position. I mean, tomorrow is promised to no one. Brother Andrew preached on that a while back. We take it for granted we're going to be here tomorrow. Believe me, somebody went home today. Everybody goes to heaven, but not everybody stays there. Amen? And everybody has a spiritual life that's going to endure forever. Just not everybody's going to be with the Lord.
Nope. Amen.
Amen? So God wants us to prepare. He wants us to be a partnership, to come together in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come together with him.
Mm-hmm.
Communion helps us to remember that salvation is only possible because of the blood. Only because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is power in the blood.
Amen.
So we are to prepare, we are to partner, and we are to participate, not just spectate. Amen. Some of these big churches, people, they remind me of cattle. They come in, and they're escorted out. They come in and out. All they are is spectators. There's no participation. Well, maybe when they go home, they participate. But the purpose of communion is to prepare, to partner, and to participate. It's a tradition that Jesus established. And participation, unless a person has accepted Jesus Christ as a Savior through the new birth, communion is just a religious ritual. It's just, I've done that before. Jesus wants us to prepare, to partner, to participate with him. 1 Corinthians 11:28, examine yourself. Examine yourself.
Yes, amen.
The purpose of communion is the assurance. The assurance, number four, of provision. Amen. Prepare, partner, participate. And then communion is the assurance of the provision. Provision, this isn't just a bread or crackers and juice. These symbols become the real.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 53:5 said the bread is a broken body of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:25 says the cup is the blood of Christ. Amen. So the purpose of communion is for us to take advantage of all the provision that the Lord has given us.
Hallelujah.
Philippians 4:19, provision. I will provide all your need. Jesus' blood washed away all our sin, all of it. The blood broke the power of sin over our lives. The purpose of communion is number four, provision. Number five, there's a physical purpose. The purpose for communion is for us to fulfill God's agenda on the earth and to establish first his kingdom.
Amen.
Doesn't that sound good? First his kingdom?
Kingdom? Yeah.
When
because
the Lord...
it's all about him.
It's all about him. When the Lord gave me that in 1970-something, 40-something years ago, the name of this ministry, First His Kingdom, excuse me. I go, Lord, that's so simple. There must be 100 ministries with First His Kingdom name on it. Well, guess what? Here it is, 40-something later, and there's maybe one or two.
He gave you that name 31 years
ago. 31 years ago.
And here we're going on 29 years.
29 years.
Serving the Lord, and it is the greatest journey that we have ever encountered. The I greatest wouldn't trade journey. It for anything. No way.
So you and I this morning have a purpose. Resurrection Sunday, a communion, the table of the Lord as we come. We have a purpose to fulfill God's agenda on the mm-hmm. earth, to establish first His kingdom. Do you have your elements ready this morning?
Yes.
A piece of bread or a cracker and some juice. Real quick, Resurrection Sunday, the purpose of communion is to prepare our hearts. Be ready this morning.
Yes.
To partner with our Lord Jesus Christ. To participate with the Holy Spirit. To receive all provision Jesus has purchased for us. And the purpose is to fulfill our call for His kingdom.
Amen.
Jesus gave Himself as food for His people. Jesus nourishes and Jesus sustains us every day.
Yes, He does.
The bread and the juice this morning, they are symbols. But by faith, these symbols become carriers of the real.
Amen.
Jesus said, "This is my body." His birth, life, death, and resurrection, do this in remembrance of Jesus.
Amen.
It is the presence of Jesus that's at stake. The presence of Jesus is at stake. Communion puts us in the presence of our Lord Jesus, who is our Savior and our Master. Communion. We admit we need God. We need God and we mm-hmm. need His power every day. The purpose of communion is to remind all believers of Jesus' love and His sacrifice at Calvary. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready to experience communion? The communion of your relationship with Jesus, to experience divine partnership, kingdom priority, eternal perspective.
Oh, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, and the perfecter and the finisher of our faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If a condition that depends on us, if we observe communion with faith in our hearts and we are prepared to take action, then today, you and I are ready for real changes in our lives.
Yes, amen.
Kingdom priority, eternal perspective. So examine yourself this morning. Don't examine others, examine yourself. If there's any, if the Holy Spirit reveals anything, 1 John 1:9, God is faithful to forgive us when we ask for forgiveness and we repent. If you have done something wrong, repent. God is faithful to forgive. Amen. Father God, Pastor Rose and I, we bring all our listeners this morning and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus. Bless this bread, Father. Bless this bread that represents the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the bread that represents the Lord's body that was broken for our healing.
Yes,
this morning,
thank you.
Change our metabolism, Father. You created us in our mother's womb. Make us new in Jesus' name. Bless this bread.
Yes.
You receive it in Jesus' name.
Break it. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Believe you receive in Jesus' name this little bread, this little cracker, this symbol becomes the broken body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive healing in our bodies this morning, Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Amen and amen. Father God, just like Jesus took the cup and said he blessed the cup that represents Jesus' blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. We have a new covenant, a better covenant. In Jesus' name, bless this juice, Father. Change our DNA. Make us new. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We bless you, Father. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You heal our bodies and you change our DNA. Thank you, Father God. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. Holy Spirit, we thank you for communion as we bless this juice. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Christianity rests on the truth that Christ has risen. Christ has risen. The forgiveness of our sins, and our hope of eternal life. No other religion has a living founder. They're all dead as dead can be. Jesus is our living Savior, not religion, but a personal, intimate relationship. John 12:24, our hope is in the resurrection of Jesus.
Amen.
Our hope is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and our very own resurrection. God takes death and makes life again. Amen. This is the resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:20, now Christ is risen from the dead.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In closing, our Bible question for this week is found in the book of Luke. When Jesus commanded Peter to go into the deep, Jesus said, cast your nets, plural, cast your nets. And our question is, how many nets did Peter cast in the water? Amen. Okay, hallelujah. A reminder about our missionaries. Amen. First is Kingdom Family Church. We're not asking you for money. We're asking you for seed. You're investing. You're investing in God's kingdom. Amen. And we're doing what Jesus commanded us to do.
Yes, we are.
First is Kingdom Family Church, the little church with a big heart for missions.
Yes.
Go into all the world.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we're doing. Amen. This is a reminder about our missionaries this month. You know, First is Kingdom Family Church in April sent over $5,000. So God is not telling you to do it all by yourself. If you've got a check for $5,000, praise God, go ahead and write it. But he's not asking you to do it all yourself. Just do your part and it'll get done. You, our listeners, have a part to play.
And next month, we will be in Siberia.
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 We're going to start supporting somebody new?
Yes. We're going to do Brother Philip. He left his home and he's a young man with a wife and a child. And that's where God directed him, to Siberia.
Siberia.
Yes, over there by, can you imagine Siberia? It is so cold over there, but he knew that that's where God wants. And he is intending to establish churches, a school, so we get to have the honor of being able to send him. And what a lovely young man. I remember him at Rhema. I go, Lord, how far you have brought him, and he has honored his parents.
We have been supporting parents, Ed and Pam Norris, from the very beginning.
20-something years. Yes.
And now the son has been helping them.
Hallelujah.
He's been faithful. He's a graduate from Rhema. And now they believe that he's been called to go to Siberia. Yes. So next month, we're going to be sending him $1,000 to help him start.
We are.
To help him start. And we'll read you all the information. But anyway, this month, you know, just do your part. Do your part. And 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, every member has a part to play.
Yes.
You and First is Kingdom. You know, we are God's called partners. We are partners.
Yes.
Amen. We are a mission-oriented church.
Yes, we are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, this morning, Pastor Rose and I, in Jesus' name, we call your people greatly blessed, highly favored with you and with men. We decree, declare, and prophesy divine blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
All our listeners are doers of the word, not hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus ordained you in our life.
Yes.
And we will not forget you. You may forget us, but we're going to pray, we're going to love, and we're going to remember you in our prayers.
Yes, amen.
Stick in the blessing line. Stay in the blessing line till it's your time. Stick and stay. God always pays. I will be with you tomorrow night with the answer to our Bible question. God bless you this Sunday. Say good morning, Pastor
Monday.
Rose.
You'll be Monday.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
No, you do today. It's Sunday, and then you do Monday.
Tomorrow night.
No.
I said I will be with you tomorrow night. This morning is Sunday. Tomorrow night is Monday.
Okay.
Say good morning, Pastor Rose.
Good morning. We love you. Amen. Be blessed. Have a great
Sunday.
Resurrection Sunday with your family and your loved ones. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I will be with you tomorrow night.